Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'm honored today to rise and offer a resolution making April 2015 as Autism Awareness Month and April 2nd, 2015 as World Autism Day here in Pennsylvania. I'm honored and privileged to talk about such an important issue, as I mentioned. Mr. President, unfortunately, as we know, and we can see the statistics in the resolution itself, that the number of children living with autism continues to grow, not only in Pennsylvania and across this country. And that motivates me to today focus my remarks not about the numbers and the individuals themselves or the statistics, as I said, but to really have a conversation with individuals and families about the issue of and how they deal with this condition. Mr. President, while talking about the statistics and recognizing the work and the work that's done to find answers and treatments is critically important to the conversation. Far too often, we don't take enough time in this chamber to talk directly with those individuals living and those families supporting individuals who are suffering from autism. Here in the Senate, we always recognize sports teams, and we recognize academic achievements and heroic acts, and we learn a lot about history, and we reflect upon our history, as we did today, in a variety of ways. And while each of those recognitions are worthy of our conversation and praise, when was the last time, though, Mr. President, when we stopped? We really stopped to recognize the everyday heroes supporting individuals, someone living with a disability, specifically autism. How often we slow down enough to walk a day in their lives to understand what is really important to help those families, and more importantly, those children, help them achieve success, and some of them who are dealing with the most difficult circumstances. Oftentimes, we simply don't take the time to reflect and look at that, and to me, that's what awareness is about. Today, I don't want to focus, as I said earlier, on a number of children and adults living with autism, as we know the numbers grow. Today, I would like my colleagues to join me in recognizing each individual family and each individual child and individual, because that is truly what autism awareness is, as I mentioned, and that's what it's all about. Most importantly, Mr. President, I intend to recommit myself and encourage my colleagues to join me in pledging to continue to listen to the families and individuals who are, and offer them support in any way we can through Commonwealth programs and in our neighborhoods and communities. To all the families loving and supporting someone with autism, I want to say thank you. Thank you for always being present and being a part of their individual lives. But also want to say thank you for making sure that your voices, your collective voices, are heard here in the Capitol building and your advocacy. We learn so much from your advocacy, and we look forward to working with all of you to continue our work, to continue our awareness, true awareness, with respect to what takes place every day. So, Mr. President, I'm very, very honored and very proud today to submit the resolution recognizing April as Autism Awareness Month, and specifically April 2nd as World Autism Day. I thank you for the opportunity to make remarks on this particular issue and this resolution, and thank my colleagues for joining me. Thank you, Mr. President.